Dana for Breakfast on 98.1 Power FM, brought to you by Harvey Norman Muswellbrook Fair. Now, live music is back, and this morning we have a massive announcement from a friend of the show. You got that kind of love that makes me know it's true. When heaven dreamt you up, got to kiss out. Casey Barnes, how are you, mate?
Thanks for having me.
Oh, it's so lovely to chat. Now, I'll let you do the honours. Do you want to tell the Hunter Valley your massive news?
Oh, well, we are. We're pretty excited. It's been nearly 2 years since the last one, but we've just announced a brand new album and a national tour, which all kicks off in February. And we're pretty pumped. And we're going to be finally hitting the road. Now borders are opening up and coming down your way. So it's great.
What an absolute relief now that we can actually put these things in our calendar. We know they're not going to be cancelled. I bet it's a relief for you as well, because it's such a big process putting a tour on.
Oh, my God. It sure has been. And I know, you know, there's been plenty over the last 18 months where you've locked it in and you've even got flights booked and you're ready to go.
Mm-hmm.
And then obviously because of the lockdowns, we've had to reschedule. But, Finally, we've put it all in place and it kicks off in Feb, and we'll be going all the way through till May, June next year and doing a bunch of dates. So it's the biggest tour I've ever done. And as I said, brand new album that we've just announced for pre-order today as well. So it's exciting.
Oh, it's amazing. But you'll be on the road for a very long time. Does that mean your girls, Emmy and Charlie, are coming with you?
Maybe for some.
Yeah.
Definitely. Definitely. They try and get along to shows when they can, so... And they've actually, funnily enough, both love their music and have started playing guitar and singing. So we'll see how that all pans out. But that'll be fun.
I saw recently on your Instagram that one of your daughters went to Careers Day. She wanted to be a DJ. Is that right?
That's Emmy, and she's an absolute character. No fear whatsoever. And you're right. Yeah, she wanted to be a DJ, and then we put up another silly video of us. Singing along to an old James Blunt song.
Yeah.
The one where, I won't say it, but he says a swear word in the middle of the song and we had to beep it out. And we put it up on TikTok, and for some reason, I don't understand, it's had like 3 million views on TikTok.
So you sound like a dad that doesn't understand TikTok.
I have no idea. My kids are literally teaching how it all works. It's pretty funny.
Is there anything outrageous that they've made you do on TikTok yet?
Anything that involves dancing, that's a no-go zone. No one needs to see me dancing. So, but they've definitely tried that, and we've done a few silly ones actually. We try and have a bit of fun, and you know, try and come up with different ideas. So, there's a few on there for sure.
Do you have a favourite dance move? Because you've got to rip those out on tour. Like, do you have dad hip moves or anything like that?
there's a few good ones at the moment. That song Fancy Like by Walker Hayes, that's gone viral. That one's good. I like that.
Oh, brilliant. Well, we cannot wait to see you. You'll be making your way to Newey, and you'll also be making your way to Tamworth for the Country Music Festival next year. Is that right?
Sure will. To anyone's listening and they are going to Tamworth, keep January 15 free, because we'll be announcing all the details for that show in the next... in the next few weeks. So, yes, we cannot wait. And it's the 50th anniversary of Tamworth Country Music Festival. So it's going to be a big one.
It's going to be a massive one as well, because it's been cancelled in the last few years. But I'm chatting with Casey Barnes. He's just announced a brand new album and a tour kicking off in February next year. Thank you so much for joining us, and I cannot wait for you to hit the road, Case.
My pleasure. Thanks for having me.